Activists and NGOs are stressing out here at the United Nations climate change talks in Durban, South Africa, as negotiations continue on whether there will be a second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, the only legally binding international agreement on curbing greenhouse gas emissions. Climate activists formed a line inside the conference center in Durban today, wearing t-shirts that read, "I love KP" and "Treaty Now." The action was organized by Tick Tick Tick, an alliance pushing for the creation of low-carbon economies and immediate governmental action on climate change. This is Paul Horsman, campaign director with Tick Tick Tick.
My name it's Paul Horsman, and I'm the campaign director for the Tick 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 campaign.
And can you tell me what's going on with the state negotiations right here at COP17?
Well, they're getting into a very tense moment. We're very concerned that we seem to be locking into no agreement before 2020. Now, or a 10-year time, which essentially means a 10-year timeout for negotiations. We're really concerned that the Kyoto Protocol, or the second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, is just going to be left. And that's why, at the moment, we're here to show support for the support for Kyoto Protocol. It's the only internationally legally binding regime that we have, but also that we do need to move forward with a treaty that eventually should include everybody. But getting the second commitment to the Kyoto Protocol is crucial at these talks.
What would you say is the best case scenario for these talks ending on Friday?
Well, I guess it's going to be the early hours of Saturday morning, to be honest. But the best case scenario is that the countries negotiating that will agree to a second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, that they go ahead without the United States and without Canada, those laggard countries that are trying to block process. The second part of the deal should be that there is money, real money, going into the Green Climate Fund to support the most vulnerable countries. So those are the two key elements that we need out of these talks.
Some activists and NGOs have repeatedly said, you know, that Kyoto is not enough. Can you tell me why the Kyoto Protocol is important?
The Kyoto Protocol is important because it is a legally binding regime. It is nowhere near enough, we know that, but it's the only one we've got. And to those that would criticize the Kyoto Protocol, I would ask, what else is there? What, you know, the investments that we've had in renewable energy, the emission cuts that we've had from some countries, the commitments that are there would not have happened without the protocol. You know, would the voluntary agreements work? Would they support just countries saying voluntarily they do it? Of course not. So until we have something which is an internationally binding regime that includes everybody and has the deep emission cuts that are needed, then the Kyoto Protocol is the first step.
And with the United States and Canada and Japan and some other countries not signing on, how much does the Kyoto Protocol hold within the United Nations for lowering greenhouse gases?
Well, as a legally binding regime, it's bound to those that sign. And of course, you know, the United States famously did not ratify the Kyoto Protocol. But that's the only country that didn't. You know, other countries did, some are reneging. It doesn't include emission cuts from the big emitters. Eventually, there needs to be a regime that does that. But the importance, as I said, of the protocol is that it does establish the fact that we need to cut carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions. Yes, we need to cut them by a lot more, and what we hope to do is to ratchet up the Kyoto Protocol very, very quickly so that we get the deep cuts in emissions that are needed.
And for the layperson who might be listening to this broadcast in the United States who's not very familiar with the technicalities of negotiations, why is this conference important? Why is the issue of climate change such a crisis right now for the planet?
Well, the most recent science that actually came out this week showed that not only is climate change, global warming happening, but that most of it, three quarters of it, is a direct result of human interference. Now, the science is telling us that unless we take definite action within the coming years to actually cut emissions seriously, then we lock the world into in excess of 2 degrees, a global average increase of 2 degrees above the level that was around before the Industrial Revolution. Now, 2 degrees doesn't sound a lot, but what that means for the most vulnerable countries is increased floods, increased droughts, it means starvation. We're on a continent here where we have some of the most vulnerable people to climate change impacts. So, it's a disruption of the climate system which is being caused by global warming, the like of which has never been experienced in the history of humanity. Yes, the planet has warmed and cooled before, but not in the history of humanity to this extent.
That was Paul Horsman, campaign director of Tick Tick Tick, speaking at the United Nations Climate Change Summit in Durban, South Africa today. For WGXC News, this is Kelly Benjamin.